Our next item is subdivision 2008-1, Albert J. Bierman, as a preliminary.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant partial preliminary approval of subdivision 2008-1 for Albert J. Bierman based upon the record and for the following reasons. The proposed subdivision, with the conditions imposed on it, meets the purpose of the subdivision code in that it protects the orderly growth of the county. It also meets the requirements of subdivision code, and the items listed in section 99-9C of the code have been favorably addressed. The proposed subdivision density is less than the density permitted by the existing AR1 zoning. The proposed subdivision will be a restricted residential development and will not adversely affect nearby uses or property values. The proposed subdivision will not adversely impact schools, public buildings, and community facilities, or area roadways and public transportation. DENREC has indicated that the site is suitable for individual on-site septic systems on 4 lots, and this preliminary approval is for those 4 lots only. This preliminary approval is subject to the following conditions. A, there shall be no more than 8 total lots within the subdivision. This preliminary approval is only for the 4 lots that currently have septic feasibility statements from DENREC. The preliminary site plan shall be revised to show these 4 lots as phase 1, with the other 4 lots that do not have preliminary approval being phase 2. B, the applicant shall form a homeowners association responsible for the perpetual maintenance of roads, any buffer, stormwater management facilities, erosion and sedimentation control facilities, and other common areas. C, the stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county. It shall be constructed and maintained using best management practices. D, all entrances shall comply with all of DLTOT's requirements. E, the road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of Sussex County mapping and addressing departments. F, the final site plan shall contain the approval of Sussex County Conservation District for the design and location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and sedimentation control facilities. G, a 30-foot forested agricultural buffer shall be provided as shown on the preliminary plan. Final site plan shall also contain a landscape plan for all of the buffer areas showing all of the landscaping and vegetation to be included in the buffer areas. H, this preliminary approval is contingent upon the applicant submitting a revised preliminary site plan, either depicting or noting the conditions of this approval on it. The staff shall approve the revised site plan upon confirmation that the conditions of approval have been depicted or noted on it. And I, the final site plan, shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2008-1, Albert J. Bierman, as a preliminary for the reasons and with the conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.
Mr. Chairman,
yes,
I abstain because I wasn't at the public hearing.
Let the record show that the motion carries 4-0 with Mr. Johnson abstaining.